Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Carl Goode is graphics editor-in-residence at MSU's College of Communication, Arts, and Science. Goode's talents also take the form of painting. Now, after more than 20 years since displaying his work in galleries, oils and watercolors by Carl Goode are now on exhibit at MSU Global. In the Nisbet building on campus, Current State's Peter Worf met with Carl Goode at the gallery a few days ago, where the two talked about some of his paintings and the creative process. And Peter Worf joins me now. Carl's a guy we all know in this building.
We sure do.
He's a talented guy. Were you surprised to find out he was a good painter, too?
Not really. That guy got on the talent line several times. It's not fair.
What did you see?
Well, I saw about 30 paintings from more than 20 years of his work on canvas and paper. We featured Carl on Current State a couple of months ago with his Put It On Paper exhibit, part of the Put It On Paper exhibit at the Michigan Historical Museum. So I saw 30 paintings just the other day, from the super real to the impressionist style. He's a guy who loves color. And we looked at a few paintings and talked about them and talked about his interesting painting process.
I am pretty crazy about it. Like, I'm crazy about painting. I'm crazy, crazy good, crazy bad. Painting is very alluring. It's sort of like a siren. Come paint, you know?
What gets your painting motor going?
Well, it's never, I shall make a painting today because I need some money. I need to paint, you know, the gallery's bugging me. I got to make some art. I see something that really inspires me or that really gets me charged. It could be a landscape. It could be like these swings. One time I saw these three girls swinging at the end of an alley, and I just felt like I had to paint that because it was like a very compelling image of those girls.
To me, two of your most compelling images are these children playing, the girls swinging, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Can you tell us about the boys swimming? This is a wonderfully vibrant and moving image. I mean, there's so much movement and life in it.
Yeah, moving literally as in movement. It's because it's not emotionally moving. Unless you smile, it's fun. I was at a state park up in upstate New York, and but near enough to New York City to bus some kids from the inner city who don't normally get out of the city to this lake, and they took over the place and had started having a blast in that water and splashing each other around, throwing each other around, and I just love their energy and I love their spirit. And a lot of the people on the beach did not love their spirit and their energy, but I really did. And I went out with my camera and shot a bunch of pictures of kids, just like 50 pictures of them just doing all kinds of things. So this is a compilation of all kinds of things happening together at once. And you'll even notice if you look very closely at the painting that one of the two of the kids are the same kid, the kid on the left there and the kid in the center.
You said you took your camera out, and this does look almost like sort of a photographic moment here where you've captured something in high speed with the water droplets of frozen
motion.
Right.
There are two different kinds of paintings that I do and that all artists do. As far back as since the camera was invented, actually the lens, Vermeer used to look through lenses so he could reproduce that blur onto his canvases. And then the camera came along, and you know, it was a great, Eakins, if you know what Eakins is, he's one of the greatest American painters. All of his paintings, from what I understand, you can find the photos he used for his paintings. But you know, it's just a great way to actually capture the motion and to interpret it into a painting. And when I go outdoors, though, I don't use photos.
A New York State and a New York City image. But here's something very different from New York City. Looks like this is a painting you made maybe from around 23rd Street, looking northeast towards the Empire State Building.
You're very close. It's right outside Barney. It was actually 17th Street, looking north. But very good. This was done as a wedding gift for a couple who, this was their view out of their apartment, and the husband gave me the keys for 2 weeks. This was actually not done from photos. This was done from me sitting out on the terrace with a big piece of illustration board, 30 by 40, and sketching this and then painting it with watercolors sitting right there. Rain, shine, all the time. And I worked just down the street, so it was easy for me to... Actually, I worked right up there by the Chrysler Building.
This is a watercolor print looking at the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building, and some of the other buildings, 42nd Street to... roughly 17th.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful saturated color.
Yeah, most
too.
People don't do watercolors. I'm a very bold artist. I'm a very hyper-realistic artist. Yeah. And I don't get any satisfaction from these washy, wishy-washy wash watercolor things. I feel that they're not finished. And so people ask me, who do watercolors, how do I get such saturated colors? And it's because I literally, you know, the little, you know, you've all had them, those little cakes in the watercolor, you know,
yep.
sets. I just swish the brush around there so much that it just gums up that paint into this almost putty, and I paint like that.
Lots of pigment, not much water mixed in.
Very much, yeah. The only thing that was very washy, and I did it last, was the sky. And I soaked the whole sky in water first, let it soak into the paper, and then I soaked it again, and avoiding the Empire State Building, the other bit, the skyline, and then I washed over that whole thing with blue. That was a very dangerous thing to do at the end of this very time-consuming watercolor.
A few urban images. Can we walk over to sort of a pastoral scene here, which is one of the largest in your exhibit here, of cows in a field. It's gorgeous.
It is. Well, you know, I like painting big. One reason I love painting big is because I felt that if you're standing in front of a painting, you should feel like you're standing right there experiencing this image, and like you're part of the image. It's so big. And so, believe it or not, I used to be a dairy farmer, and I had Holsteins like this. And so I felt I had at least one painting. I actually got a commission by a woman who liked this, and I did it for her. That was years ago. But yeah, so I felt I had one good Holstein painting in me to just do, just to get that Holstein thought out of my head, you know. But plus, I used to farm. I dairy farm these cows. I milk them. I raise them. And I delivered 27 cows. And I felt a need to mark that moment, and also to try to capture the feeling of what it was like to be out in the fields with these cows.
Where might this be happening here?
Vermont.
Oh, this is Vermont.
Yeah, that's where I had my farm.
Very cool. Well, let's go across then to something. You have so many different things, different scenes and ways of composing images. Here's a beach scene, which you described your style as sort of a hyper-realism. These look like they're almost different figures lifted from photos.
They were. This is one of my very first paintings, believe it or not. I did a lot of drawing up until this point. So this painting is 25 years old, and this is just a print of it. I actually sold it because the woman I'm lying with on the towel next to is my ex-fiance, and she looks pretty good there. And yeah. So,
is that you next to her?
That was me. Yeah. Back when I had dark hair. But you know, I my wife was the one painting my wife said had to go, you know, because that woman was 6 feet. This is a 6-foot by 6-foot painting, and my wife said, I'd really like to not have her looking
laying on the beach next to your ex-girlfriend.
And yeah, and she looks awesome, so get rid of that. And so, not my wife is awesome, she would never, you know. I told all of my, I wanted to learn how to paint, so I told all of my friends, literally most of those were high school friends, send me photos of you at the beach, because we grew up in a beach community, and I'll put you in a painting. And so they all did, and so those are all just from photos. The trick was changing the light on all of them so they looked like they were all getting bathed in the same light from the same direction of the sun.
Yeah. And that sand looks super hot.
I had to paint that sand 3 or 4 different times, right, until it looked like sand. Once it looked like snow, and it looked like mountains, and it was like, when am I going to make this? And same with the clouds. I think I had 3 or 4 different clouds, but I woke up in my 33rd floor apartment in New York one day, and I looked out the window, and those clouds were floating overhead like starships. And I thought, those are the clouds for this painting. And all the little things were done, you know, they were in my apartment, the flip-flops and the cigarettes.
We're speaking with Carl Goode about his exhibit of paintings at MSU Global in the Nisbet Building here at Michigan State University. What's something, we're looking at paintings from the 80s until today. What's something recent?
Well, I just painted this this year. This is two bushes, actually. It looks like one, but it's two, a yellow and a red bush in my backyard. I see it outside my window every morning. It's different in winter as it is in spring and summer and in fall. And I just love the energy. I always saw movement. And so my theory with this was to capture the movement that I saw in that bush every morning. And this was definitely not done from photos. I, you know, did it right through my window. But it was in fall, obviously. And I just love this. Believe it or not, this whole painting took less than a day to do. And I was just so into it, you know, and you can see that it's extremely loose and that it's got a lot of energy just in the paint strokes themselves.
Yeah, really, really flickers from color to color, flicker, from texture to texture.
Flicker, that's a great word. Yeah, it because there were flicks of paint. I mean, it was, to me, my most impressionist moment in success, I would say, in my, because I'm a great fan of the impressionists, but I just don't have that gene in me to do what they did. I'm a big fan of Van Gogh, like crazy fan of Van Gogh, but this was the closest I've ever come to actually feeling that I came close to what I imagine I could do someday.
You mentioned Van Gogh, and you can see some of those ideas in Old Langsberg Mill from 2004 with the swirling circular clouds and then the purples and the shadows, that sort of the big brush strokes, maybe even, you know, almost look like put on with a knife.
It is exact. It is 100% inspired by Van Gogh's brushstrokes, and I am nowhere near suggesting that I succeeded to that now. But you know, every artist makes it their own. But this was literally done on site in Langsberg, at the site of this old mill in the back of it, and I had to get it done before the light changed, and so I felt this sun coming through these brilliant clouds, and the grass was just blowing, and so I just tried to capture this feeling with the brushstrokes. There's nothing like the sun changing to inspire you to get your ass moving and get the painting done.
Yeah.
And so you have to move quickly. You can't be, you know, obsessing over every brushstroke. So believe it or not, it keeps you loose. It keeps you moving, and it keeps it very impressionistic.
And that purple and the shadows moving across, you can almost see the day going by, the sun moving across, sort of like the cathedral at Rouen or something like that.
Thank you. Yeah. One of my favorite, you know, paintings. All of his Rouen cathedral paintings are great. I definitely wanted to put colors that weren't in front of me. A lot of artists just try to reproduce exactly what's in front of them as with the colors, but I try to add all these crazy colors whenever possible. And so these purples in the wood and the greens in the sky, all of those are to me what I was just feeling at the time.
Carl Goode's work is on display at MSU Global in the Nisbet Building at Michigan State University. Carl, thanks for taking the time today.
You're welcome, Peter, anytime.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.